And so here is Paul speaking to the people about being led by the Spirit. So often when we see people struggling with belief in the church, the willingness to join the church, the willingness to give themselves up to God, we see them struggling with the idea that they have to do all those things that God tells them they should do. Sometimes we get downright legalistic when we start talking about the Ten Commandments, and thou shalt not do this, and thou shalt not do that. But Paul says that we should be led by the Spirit of God to do His work, to do His will, not because it's the law. We are not slaves to the law. We are not required to do this and not do that. We should be inspired to do this and not that. Can we learn from the law? Certainly, and we should. We should know the law, and we should read the Old Testament to know where we have come from and where the tradition comes from and what came before Christ, so we understand what Christ is and what He does. Because, see, when Christ came, He fulfilled the prophecies of the Old Testament, and He offered us a whole new relationship with God. Before, you had to be of a particular lineage to be children of God. You had to be from the father Abraham to be children of God. You had to be part of the 12 tribes of Israel to be children of God. But here Christ says, no, you don't have to be. If you believe in Me, you are children of God. Because I am God's Son, and I am accepting you into My family. I am making you brothers and sisters with Me, children of God. And so we are led not as an animal is led by rope, not as someone is led by a set of rules, laws, and regulations, but as people who are inspired, people who are transformed, people who are uplifted, people who are empowered by the Spirit of God to act as though we were indeed holy beings, children of God, heirs to heaven. What a concept. What a thought. What if we walked around every day acting like we were crown princes and princesses? What if we acted as though we had everything we could possibly need and more? What if we acted as though we had that responsibility of the royalty to take care of the people who were less well off? What if we acted inspired by love instead of driven by fear? See, in our world today, we have a lot of things to be afraid of. We're afraid that those oil spills are going to come to our beaches. We're afraid that the economy is going to collapse. We're afraid that terrible things are going to happen and that we could lose our house and we could lose our home and we could lose our jobs and we could lose all the things that we care about. Our parents might die. Our children might die. We send our sons off to war and they might not come back. There's lots of things to be afraid of. But then Christ says, have no fear. You are heirs to the kingdom of heaven for all eternity if you believe in Me. If you accept Me, I will make you heirs with Me to the kingdom, heirs with Me to be children of God. If we are children of God, then we own everything. If we are children of God, then we have all the power in the universe. If we are children of God, then He, the Father, will answer our request and our prayers when we are indeed led to pray in His Spirit. Oh, if we have selfish prayers, He may answer our prayers with, no, you don't need that. If we have petty prayers, He may answer our prayers with, what? Is that all you wanted? When we have silly prayers, He may answer our prayers with, you dare to test Me? But when we pray in His Spirit, when we pray from our hearts, when we pray out of that belief that we are indeed children of God, when we feel Him, walk with us, talk with us, live with us, then He answers our prayers powerfully, amen, overwhelmingly, amazingly, because we are indeed His children. What father would not do whatever he could for his kids? But would he do something that would hurt them? Probably not. He'd say, no, son, that's not good for you. No, my daughter, that's not healthy for you. What father would not give their children anything they had, anything they could, to make their lives better? But not things that were going to hurt them, not things that were going to be poisonous for them, not things that were going to ruin their lives. No, He is a good Father. He wants for us the best. And if we are led by His Spirit, we are filled with that joy, transformed by that love, and made whole in that understanding that we are now one. One with Him, one with the church, one in spirit, one together. Joyce said when she came in the door, she felt like she was home. She missed the place, but not just the place, but the spirit of the place. Led by the Spirit. Not drug, not forced, not made, but transformed. Enlightened, inspired, empowered, made powerful by the Spirit. What wondrous things He offers us, what wondrous things He gives us, and yet we in our humanity continue to be afraid that the world is going to take away those worldly things. What small fears we have. That the world is going to give us painful things, what little worries we have, and yet He in His holy power even bends to kiss the knee of the least scrape, the least scratch, the least worry, the least problem. He knows our troubles. He comforts us. He cares for us. He helps us through them. It's not that there aren't problems in the world. The world's full of problems. It's not there aren't things to be afraid of. There's things that'll hurt you out there. There's things that'll poison your mind. There's things that'll destroy your life. There's things that will... Yeah, there's lots of stuff out there that we don't want to mess with. But there's also the wonder and the joy and the peace and the love of being part of His kingdom, being part of the church, being part of this community of one church, one holy church, one holy family, one holy kingdom, where we know that we have each other, we have God, and we have that relationship not just to the end of the earth, but throughout eternity. Not just until we die, but beyond death. Not just today or tomorrow, but for all time. And we share that not just with people in this room or the people in these churches or the people who have believed in Him, but all the people who have ever believed. We are all children of God, all led by His Spirit, all come to His peace. Let me ask you to close your eyes for a minute and open your heart. You know that feeling we have when we sing, Holy Spirit, I feel the Spirit in this place. Let that Spirit come into you. Open yourself and say, God, I believe in You. I want You to live in me. I want You to fill me. I want You to overwhelm me with Your love. Turn me into that person that I can be. Turn me into that person that I aspire to be, but never thought I was worthy of. Take me by the hand. Show me what I can be. Show me what You can do. Show me, Lord, all Your wondrous blessings. Fill me. Fill me with Your Spirit. Lead me into the world not as a master leads a servant, but as a father leads a son. Amen.